Now, the pursuit of the slaves. Now you know how this lesson been going. You know how this lesson been going. It took Pharaoh all of this to get to the point where he said, now he said, I give. It was like a wrestling match. You know how you can wrestle and wrestle? That booger got you. So all of a sudden, I give, man, because he choking you and all that right now. God had to put 10 plagues for him to even say it. But have you seen people say things, but they don't really mean it? That's what that booger did. And the reason he said it, Montgomery, because of the pressure was on him. Man, he lost his son. He lost more than he thought, but he didn't know who he was fooling with.
That's it.
You know what, though? You can't mess with God.
That's it.
You know what? The nerve of people, the audacity. The people got a nerve to fool with the God that made the world and ruled the world.
That's it.
Am I right about it? Oh, Lord, I looked at this right here, and I looked at this. God had Newsom. God did all of this to show folk who he is.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Unfortunately, it took 10 plagues to get this booger to recognize at that time that, man, this too much pressure on me. But you know what, though, Newsom? I ain't dealing with that man, Pharaoh. I ain't dealing with him and all of his insecurity and all the stuff that he encountered for him to get the message. I'm dealing with us.
All right.
Listen, it takes counsel for us to recognize who God is. It takes our boy in the prison to recognize who God is. It takes trouble in our home for us to recognize, oh, man, that's God. I better quit fooling with him. Kim, that's my little buddy right there. She went for the city. Yeah. I looked at that because I looked how God plans everything in our life.
Yeah.
And you know what, to us so-called, us Christians, I don't know if I'm doing this lesson right, but I'm just talking because that's the way I feel. It takes calamity. Is that a word? In our home for us to really get it. And we say we save and sanctify. Sometimes it takes a lot of pressure on us, Miss Nurse, for us to really get it before we can say, Lord, I'll give too. Lord have mercy. Divorce. I can name a lot of stuff. A lot of unpleasant situations. We find that right in this lesson. God's compassion to deliverance on his people from Egypt bondage was followed by his equally compassionate guidance. Not only did he have compassion, but in his deliverance of his people and us, he guides us in the right way.
Yeah.
See, you're so smart, Newsom. You're so intelligent. You have the tendency to go the way of not asking God the right direction. We go the direction we think we all are dead. And that's where we get in trouble. I really think now, as I done got older, everything that we do, we ought to consult God first. Are y'all with me right now? Well, at least I said something, right? I really think so. Because let me tell you something, though. When we do go off course, when we do get way out there, God has a way to bring us back.
Oh,
he does. And sometimes we can't handle the way God gets us back. Get tired of us crying all the time. get tired of us. I'm like the pastor. Crying about stuff that we know was self-inflicted. We the one caused it. We done went the wrong direction. And then we saying, oh, God, come on, help me. If I was God, some of y'all boogers, I'd leave y'all alone. I tell you, man, y'all didn't want to listen to me a while ago. Am I going right, David? Am I going? Yeah, I think so. You know, David's sitting way back over there because he think, you know. All right. This is what I got a little order today that I want to do. All right. The facts. To see that the Lord once again hardened Pharaoh's heart against the Hebrews, only to more dramatically display his power to deliver them. God hardened that man's heart on purpose. It was a reason, Montgomery, that he did that. Because if it had went smooth, say it wouldn't have took 10 plays. Say things just went right on. When stuff go kind of like automatically, we just say, oh, yeah, God's grace of God. And you know what I mean? That's nice. You have a tendency to say, well, God's stuff is, that's nice. But when God had to hit you upside the head 10 different times, and when he had to make you say, I'll give, you ain't going to say that's nice. Am I right or wrong? You're going to say it was God. And you're going to tell the world it was God. That's what God want us to do. Tell it. Don't keep it to yourself. Man, I got so much. When I talk to people now on a daily basis, I let them know I'm glad I'm still alive. I'm glad I still got my limb. I'm glad I'm functioning. But the only reason I'm doing that because it's the grace of God.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Is that right, Miss Kim? That's my buddy right there. You know that. The principle of the lesson is to understand that his Lord often God sometimes intensifies opposition to his people to more greatly display his power.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, your problem, it been really severe. He kind of make it you uncomfortable. He kind of make it so, Lord, why you doing this? But all he want to do is show you I can take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
I told an old preacher Sunday, I was cutting his hair. I respect this man because he was over in the other church where I was, and he knew me when I came here. I respect him.
Yes, sir.
And I was telling him, he was seeing some things that happening over my property. Thank God that God is blessing me over there. Y'all will hear about it pretty soon. And anyway, so I was just saying, Reb Moley, God is showing out in my life.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, man, you need to shut up. God do not show out. So I said, well, I don't understand what you're talking about. He said, showing out. You know, like kids show out.
Uh-huh.
But that ain't where I was saying it. I said, Reverend Moses, I don't mean no harm. You need to listen to the way I'm saying it. I'm not saying God is a bad person. But God is doing extraordinary things in my life that I can't understand. I can't fathom. So I'm saying he's showing out. He making me for real know who he really is. And he's making things work in my life without money. That's showing out to me. So I don't know what he's saying. So if I'm wrong, y'all, I still say God chose out of our life. Am I right or wrong? All right. To remember that when opposition seems unsurmountable, that is when the Lord will most drastically intercede to deliver us.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What they look like, it look like they got you up against the wall, though, Montgomery. Look like when ain't no more fight in you.
Go ahead.
That's when God did it. So don't he show out? Hey, Newsom, don't he show out? You know what I saw in this lesson? All I saw in this lesson basically was God want everybody to know who he is.
That's right.
I think that's the meat of this lesson. I think he want to know that he has power. Not man, that's not right. Nobody. He's the one. All right. Well, it's easy. It's easy to understand why it is, because he made us. He made the world.
That's right.
He made you. So why would he have any problem with nobody?
Uh-huh.
He made nobody, the other people that don't like him. Hey, am I going all right? All right. All right. I was not yet well with the freed Hebrews. The Almighty Lord, Yahweh, had one more point to prove in making an example with Egypt. He would bring them utterly out of the feet of the illustrious army. See, he had to prove not only to the Israelites, he had to prove to the Egyptian too. See, he had two points to prove. He had to prove to us, and he had to prove to the world who he is. And ain't nobody in the world ain't no match for him.
That's right.
No, Montgomery, the world ain't no match for him. And you ain't no match for God.
That's right.
I dare you to go up to Almighty God. Am I right or wrong? Now here we are. Here we are. Hey, did I spit a little while? I just don't get close to me because I spit. Is that appropriate, David, to spit? All right. Come on, David. You my buddy. I know you late. Come on, stand up, David. And read this right here. Exodus 13, chapter 17 through the 22nd verse. And do it slowly because I might stop you, so do it slowly. Please. Hey, did y'all see how clever God is and was and always is?
Go ahead.
Because for the simple reason, Pharaoh was playing the fooling game with God. The man had a whole, he lost, you know, last week he lost his son. He lost a lot of people, influential people in back there where he was leading. So Pharaoh was at his last wits. He was just saying, I give. And like I told you, he was lying to God. He was trying to get some ease. It's just like a BC tablet. It just ease. But that book gonna come back on you when you get some more prices. So, what am I saying in this right here? He repented to God. He told them, hey man, I'm letting y'all go. And you know what? I was trying to listen. He said, when he told him he gonna let them go, he said, take your people, your children, and your animals.
That's right.
About 7 or 8 plagues ago, he said, take your children and you and leave the animals.
That's right.
Duh. Something must have struck up then into David. Some tragedy must have come there. That man said, look, I'm messing with somebody's bad name. Well, now, why is he changing my name? I just remember that. Back there, he said, take and leave me something to eat. Didn't he? And then take your crying babies, too. I don't want to be changing no diapers. That way I look at it. You know, it's the right mucking, huh? But now he's telling them, he said, I repent, but God said, I'm going to lead them in an alternate way.
Go ahead.
Because I know this, that I don't care if they are armed and we're going to find out they was harness. David, I'm talking about the slave. But being slaves all their life, they don't know nothing. They don't know how to fight the war and everything. They know he knew that if they met with opposition right there, they're going to say, well, we might well go back. You know how y'all do. Don't want no pain. Don't want no interruption. Well, I should have went back. We at least was eating a piece of sausage. And you going to bring us over here? I'm talking about, that's what people would have said. And God knew that. He knew them people were going to be, if they had confronted with Pharaoh at that time, they would have met up with opposition. And opposition would have scared the people, though, man.
I think the major point is,
I know David going to do that.
Because you can go up against opposition.
All right.
We have a number of times before.
All right.
So people go up against other people. But the problem was, God knew they weren't prepared.
Amen. That's what it said. Yeah.
There's times when he's prepared people and said, we're going to send you right into those other armies.
Amen.
But in this case, God knew they were not prepared.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And then too, they was armed. You read the lesson. I'm telling you, they were prepared physically. They was armed. Look at the thing. They was harnessed. They was armed. But how you gonna, like me? What use me having a gun? I don't know how to shoot it. Okay, how harnessed I am? How many bullets I got in my thing? He knew them people wasn't fit for war. Read the scripture. I read it.
Verse 18.
Now, he trying to get smart with me. I ain't telling him. I knew that, man. That's David right there. All right. Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to get the spirit in here, y'all. Come on. Let's go. Didn't I tell you? The harness means they were strapped. No, that's right. See, David, they were strapped. They were ready, but they didn't know what they were doing with them guns. Probably would have shot themselves. Montgomery, ain't no use in putting no gun in my hand. Ain't no use in putting me before no opposition, because I'm gonna go the other way. Y'all better say somebody else. Y'all better have Newsom or somebody. Man, Lord, someplace. All right. All right. The reason this, Joseph already told them that in the promised land. And I'm trying to get my thoughts. You hear me out. And then he asked, he requested that they would take his body.
That's right.
You know how your mom and daddy and all your people, you request to be at Medellin. I'm just saying. I think that's what this was saying. So he requested that they would. Now, he had already prophesied. That's what happened. They're going to be at the promised land. And he requested that they would take his body to along with him. Ain't nothing wrong with that, is it, News? Yeah. You know what? I wonder about that. I don't know who I want to be buried by. I need to think about that, man. Because I ain't with that wife no more. And I don't know. I don't know who I need. I'm just messing with y'all. Yeah. Come on. Let's go. See, I told you, he already prophesied. You know what I mean? That they, you know. All right?
And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Ephah in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by the day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them to water, and by night in a pillar of fire to lead them, to give them light.
All right. But can I stop right here? You hear me right now? Imagine the Israelite is sighted as they left Egypt with all the spoils from the Egyptian. They were free. They were rich. No, no, God. You see how God prepares us? He gives us all the stuff that we need when we need it. I say when we need it.
All right.
When we need it. Because I saw a few weeks ago, he told them, go ask the Egyptian to borrow their jewels and diamonds and everything. That was for to help them out. They could sell it for them to help to get along when in their freedom. God allowed them to have all the spoil. They were rich. But where were they going? God was leading them toward the Red Sea. They were free, but they didn't know where they was going. They were free, but they didn't know what to do. Slave people don't have the ability to know how to get around because other people are making decisions for them. Am I right, though, David? So when you are slaves and you haven't been free, you started following the leader. Am I right, Montgomery? All right. God knew there was a shorter route. David, he knew it was a shorter route, but the shorter route wasn't advantageous at that time. Did I use a word, though, David? Yeah, all right. So he let them, because he knew that if they had went through that route, though, Newsom, that they would come in contact with the Egyptians. So he took them around about a way. But now, let me tell you something. I don't want us to get off course because I want to get every point right there. Even if they had went the shorter route, even if they have met the adversary, God is still almighty. He could have stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right? All right. I want to get over to it because I don't want to get nobody to think. But this was all in God's plan.
Amen.
Hey, David, am I doing it right?
Yeah,
you got some messages because I know you. All right. David got on the black suit today, you know. That's when he's looking all pretty, you know. So God led the people with a cloud by day.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey, Reb, you know what I like? Everything that God does in our life, he actually prepares. You remember when your mama used to send you on them trips? She would get you a piece of chicken, some biscuits, and all that stuff in a little bag in case some them other people don't feed you.
That's right.
My mama knew I was a big eater. So she said, boy, don't go nowhere. I'm used to getting them biscuits and syrup. But if they don't have nothing right there, you already got it. Am I right or wrong? So I said that as a joke, but I'm still saying, God got a way of preparing his people.
Yes.
Newsom, am I going right?
Yeah.
I like that because I am his people.
All right.
Oh, Lord, I'm just excited being over here. All right, regardless of the time of day, the reason the night, by night and all that, there, right there, direction, where they could see what they were doing, it didn't matter what time of day, because he wanted them to complete their journey. Am I right, though, Montgomery? All right. When there was undefiable signs like a cloud by day and fire by night, it would be difficult to get off course. However, even in the midst of much evidence, we can still feel insecure about the future. Am I right or wrong? You still feel insecure about the future. Let me tell you something. I've been there. I've been there where things have got real cloudy. I've been there even in my Christian walk where I didn't know direction to go. I've been there where I had to get Sam Ward out of the way and say, Lord, look here. Man, that's rough. See, Montgomery, I talk to God like I talk. I don't be using them words like all y'all use them and everything. I just be saying to man, I'm hurting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Newsom, I tell him I just can't make it. Get me out of this pressure. Lord have mercy. All right then. God spoke to Moses as the Israelites was following God's miraculous pillar. The Lord informed them of what would happen. God always informs his leader. He always informs his people on the direction that not only does he put us in the direction, but he let us know, this is what I'm going to do in your life. All we have to do is follow the Montgomery Amorite. All right, come on, David, I want you to read some more. Ain't David a good reader?
Yes, sir.
That's the reason I let David read. I'm not saying y'all can't read. But David called me up the night before and said, Sam, I want to read all of that's all I say. Come on. Come on, come on, David. I'm ready.
All right, verse 22. And took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people.
Now, see, that cloud by night and the pillar by day was meant to be God's visible present with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, David, he letting folk know that I'm still with you. I mean, I'm preparing a way for you. I'm still with you. We need to be assured sometime that God's in our presence.
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm teaching today. David, I think I'm excited today because I be by myself as I am. And don't get mad, so don't feel sorry for me. I do pretty good by myself. But look here. Be by myself. I need to know that God with me.
Yeah.
This world is cruel out here. This world will compete. Anytime the world will compete against God, it's cruel. Yeah. Am I right, Joe Newsom? Hey, tell old Sneed I did pretty good today.
Yeah, God.
He thank you all that, man. Just tell him I hit a home run, too. All right? Hey, God need to be visible in our life. Hey, Sister Cook, that's my friend right there. That lady can cook.
Look here. I'm not disrespecting your word.
God need to be visible, and we need to be aware that God's visible in our life, and we need to let folk out there know who's superior over everything. God is preeminence over everything.
Yeah.
He rules everything. And the plans that he has for saved folk life, I mean, that's us. All we have to do is follow his lead.
Uh-huh.
I think that word, order our steps.
Well, all right now. All right.
Am I right or wrong? Yep. I think if I tell him on a daily basis, order my step, I need to follow. That means wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do,
yeah,
I will do it.
Yes, sir.
I think I would fare better, David. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
I want y'all to write this here scripture down if you don't want to write here. It's Hebrews 10:31. And in Hebrews 10:31, and it says, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
Oh, yeah.
hey, Newsom, it is a fearful thing to fall in his hand.
Yeah.
When he get tired of you, oh, man, I'm scared. Am I right or wrong? Man, you don't want to mess with God. And because we always say, oh, God's so grateful. God's so kind. He ain't going to do this, but man, let me tell you, when you get him up to his wits, I seen him kill people or have people killed, allow people to get killed to get their attention. Am I right or wrong, though, Montgomery? The Babylonians, am I right or wrong? Put them in prison for 70 years. he had to prove a point.
Lord have mercy. Come on, David, read 1 and 9 because I'm finna get out. Now you know what he was trying to do? Hey Dave, you know what? You know what he was doing? God was baiting. He was baiting the adversary. In other words, he playing a fooling game with them. You know how you sit out bait with the fish? That's what he was doing with the adversary. He was telling them, I want y'all to go this way. Am I right? All right, come on. I'm showing you. See, he had fooled them.
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord.
Now see, he said, I'm going I'ma fool him, and I'ma harden his heart, and I'ma make him mad at what I'm doing, and he still can't win. And after he find out, Montgomery, that I don't care how mad you get with my people, you can't win, you gonna know I'm still God.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's the whole nucleus of this lesson. He want folk to know that he's still God, Montgomery. Am I right? All right, come on. I want to ask a question. Have you ever made a decision in your life that you regret? No. This is a real good question that I asked. That's what this man did. He regretted what he did after he did it, David. I'm talking about Pharaoh. Because his power, his lord, his what he was over, he didn't have nobody to serve him and do his work no more. Then he wanted, Montgomery, have you ever made a decision that you regret and you wish you could take it back? No, I'm really, yeah. What about you, News? Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you're real. I'm glad I'm not the only fool. I'm glad I'm not the only fool, man. I mean, all of us need to know. We have made some, ain't that right, missionary? You made a decision that you regret? Huh? Well, how did you handle it? Come on, I'm going to ask you another question. How did you handle it after you found out you did the wrong thing?
Amen.
All right. You see what she said? She prayed to God, and she moved on. Because she knows she had made a mistake. I'm talking about, we all have. Am I right? Am I right? I'm just not saying that she's my friend. All right, Montgomery, what'd you say?
Everybody in this room is hard against God.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't have to be something that gets put in the Bible because it lasted for years. Kind of but there's plenty of times God has told us to do something or not to do something. And we chose, even though we heard him clearly.
Amen. Amen.
And then, of course, like them, as soon as it goes wrong, now here we come back pleading and begging, oh, Lord, if you fix it this time,
amen.
Do this again.
Go ahead,
amen.
And then next week we do the same thing.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
So we can't act like these people are doing something
That's so true. Oh, no. Preach it, man. You're doing better than me, Montgomery. Man, that's good. No, that is the truth. We need to put the on our own self.
Yeah.
We are no different than they are. We do what we go out, and God had to come in. Sometimes it takes more than 10 plagues for us
for God to get our attention. Am I right or wrong? It took 10 or more for this man, but it might take 20 for me. Until death. Am I right or wrong though, David? I'm right on that. Yeah, you know what though? But that's another question I want to ask. Why does it take all of that to get our attention? Why come we can't say yes, God, when he does? Reb, you tell me, why can it take?
I think it's could be pride in them.
You can shut up. That's it. I told that man, I was glad when I saw him come in this. I was glad when he said up to me. He came out because that's what it do. It's our pride. Uh-huh. Hey, man, that's a good one. I can use it over there when I get there. Because I'll be using it every little bit before God can get our attention. But David, what we need to know, we're not no match for God.
No, indeed.
Okay, what kind of pride you got? How much you think you got? How many accolades you got on the wall and everything? Man, God is God all by himself.
Amen.
He don't need nobody else. Am I right though, David?
Amen.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. This man had, and you know what though, Dick? I thought about? When he recognized, I hope I ain't going too far, that the people had got away or was gonna be free, he had a selfish motive. And you know what his motive was? Ain't gonna have nobody to serve me
go
no
ahead,
more.
Go ahead.
That's stupid. Man, go out there and plow yourself, King. You don't know how to mow a yard? Take some mowing yard lessons. Am I right or wrong? Talking about he ain't got, it's right there in that scripture. The folks say we ain't got nobody to help us.
Uh-huh.
This world is just like that right now. Mm. Man, it's power. Oh. Power oriented. Am I right though, Newsom? It's about power more so than money. Everybody want to be over somebody.
Wow.
That's kind of real. I wonder sometimes why we got so many churches. Man, somebody ought to combine and get in one church and make it something like that. They got a church over here with 5 members. They got a church over here with 7.5, and that's including grandchildren and all them. Then they got them over there. That's that power. Now, I shouldn't have said that because, see, I am. I'm trying to teach. I may not be able to teach nobody. I'm talking about a preacher. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. Power seekers. This man was saying, look at here. Who? I made the wrong decision. He said this. He told him and the people. And they said in unison, we ain't got nobody to serve us. Didn't it say right there in that scripture?
Right.
We made the wrong decisions. Sometimes our decisions aren't like as Christian, unright for people. God told us if we are saved, we're supposed to love our brethren.
Yeah, yeah.
That means that we ought to wish good or want good for our people.
Oh, yeah.
But if some people so power orientated, they don't care about you, Montgomery. All they want to do is step on up on the ladder. And they'll step over you to get where they want to go. Am I right or wrong? Lord, have mercy. I'm teaching today, man. I just don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about. I still say it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
That's right.
I still say you ain't no match for God. David, all right.
Ready for verse
8? Yeah.
Verse 8. And the Lord.
Now, David, sure is sassy. When he called me on a Saturday night, I ain't answering the phone. Yeah, it goes in. Yeah. All right, come on.
And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. The children of Israel went out with an high hand.
Uh-huh.
But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and
That's right. Amen. Amen. You did a good job, David.
When Pharaoh heard that the Israelites had left Egypt, he immediately regretted his decision to let them go.
Man, all my big muscles gone. All of my people that I'm working, all the people that plan. Everybody go feed the hogs. Everybody go kill the chicken. Everybody do all that. Them people are gone now. They are free. Now we gonna have to, and he telling the rest of you, y'all. No, he probably didn't say we gonna have to do it. He said, y'all gonna have to do it now. Am I right or wrong? And to let them go. And it was told that the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his slave was turned against the people, and they said, I told y'all thought I was lying. What have we done that we have let Israel go from serving us? Kim, man, didn't we make it? I told y'all, didn't I ask y'all? Ain't some things in y'all life y'all regret? And you regret it. You regret it, and then you say, what have I done? Why did I do that? How many times have we made a decision like that we have regretted? In the moment, our choice may have been seemed like a good idea. However, once we realized the consequence, we quickly changed our mind. It sounds good. On paper, it looked good. But in after we come to reality, we find out it wasn't no good decision. We made the wrong choice. I like what my friend say. That's when she's my friend. She made the mistake. She recognized she fell short. She went to God and said, God, I'm sorry. Didn't you say that? Brother, I like you, man. I don't know your name, but say something. Well, have you ever made a decision in life? I like you for whatever reason. What's your name? Yeah, you ain't dark as me, but you know, yeah, all right, come on. Now, have you made a decision?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Well, how did you deal with it? You ain't got to tell me what it is, because your wife is right there.
just regret.
Amen. Amen. Regret. That makes sense. We regret. But I think because we think we all that in a bag of chips. I think we know how to go through life. But life play tricks. Life is full of transgressions. Life is full of problems. Life is full of trials and tribulations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you. Oh, I could. You heard what she said, Newsom? She said sometimes we try to go back and fix it. Hey, David, that was a good point, wasn't it, David? No, it was right. I don't want to tell my business, man, but girl, I did the same thing, trying to fix something that I knew that shouldn't have been broke from the get go, and I tried to fix it when I should have turned it over to the hand of God and let Him fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, girl, I'm glad y'all came to this. I sit, but y'all sit in front of me a lot of time over there. But y'all don't never say nothing to me. But look at that. Hey, for some decisions in life, it is better to simply make the best of the inedible consequences rather than break our word and cast shame on our personal integrity. Some decisions, like she say, it's better for us to recognize we made a mistake and not make fools out of ourselves. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
David, I'm teaching today, David. No, I know I am, man. God let me stay open, man, to hear it. Ultimately, it would have been in Pharaoh's best interest to let God's people go. But Pharaoh was proud man.
like you said. And he did not want to seem, he didn't want to seem weak. That was a whole enchilada. He didn't want to, he was the God. You remember when Moses, Newsom, about a few chapters ago, when Moses come up to Pharaoh, I don't want to spit in your face, and he said, God said, the God I serve told me you to let my people go. And he had the audacity to say, who is this God? In other words, I thought I was the man. Who you talking to? Man, I be reading them words. I be reading that lesson, am I right? Golly, man. Man, look, y'all gonna let me come back next time? All right, I will. But y'all got some other buggers to come. They don't want to let me come. Godly. But Pharaoh was a proud man, and he did not want to seem weak to neighbors, nation, by allowing all his slaves slip through his finger. In other words, them people been laughing at him, man. You the big bugger now. Your slaves are gone. You know, prior competition. Am I right or wrong? The king of Egypt gathered his army, including 600 and the best chariot, and pursued the Israelites. He was determined to regain what he has lost. When God get in your pocket, am I right or wrong? When God make a definite step, you can't regain nothing. Am I right or wrong? And you should be dealing with God. On my way out to go over that other place and try to spit in their face, I'm going to say God want everybody to know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
God want everybody to know that he's preeminence over everybody. He rules, and I heard another man in super rules.
That's it.
Y'all ever heard of that?
Yeah.
But as I started out before, I told you about this preacher. God got a way to show out in our lives. And when he shows out, it's out. I'm right or wrong? So as I leave, my feeble presentation, I will say we need to follow God's way. I used to sing a song, God's way is the best way. God way is the best way. And then I need to sing another song. I know him for myself. See, y'all don't know. I used to hit it. Years ago, I was, I could sing. Mm-mm-mm. But I thought about some of them songs that all I was trying to do is do what the choir director told me. But after I went through life, I found out God way is the best way. Yeah, I'll see y'all later. All right.